CBS News Update. I'm Sam Litzinger. They're not exactly singing Happy Days Are Here Again on Wall Street, but they might be humming a bar or two. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason says the stock market is heading for the high ground so far this year.
It's been fueled by the improving economic picture. New numbers out today show that new home sales jumped 20% last year. Unemployment claims have been falling steadily. All that has ordinary investors who fled the market in fear 5 years ago now jumping back in.
The Dow gained another 71 points. The S&P 500 index gained 8. Even NASDAQ, weighed down by weak Apple shares, gained 19. CBS News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
As long as the economic numbers keep coming in showing that the economy is moving in the right direction, I think we're going to continue to see more money being poured back into equities and out of the Treasury market.
One analyst says the bottom line to all this is that corporate America is doing exceptionally well. CBS News Update. I'm Sam Litzinger.
At 7:32, let's go in depth and look behind the numbers right now with Mark Hulbert, the editor of the Hulbert Financial Digest. Mark, thanks for being with us on this Friday evening.
My pleasure.
Is this a sign of that solid economic turnaround that we have been waiting so long for?
Well, you know, the stock market, reflects all of the news that we already see. So it's really a question of what's going to be happening tomorrow. We already know the news that happened last year was pretty good, and the stock market reflected that. But I'm not sure what to do with that going forward. I think one of the things to worry about, in fact, I guess I put myself in the worry camp, is that there's a saying on Wall Street that the market likes to climb a wall of worry. Last year, if we'd had this conversation a year ago, we would have been talking about all the things that were worrisome, whether it was the European economic crisis to the fiscal issues in this country and so forth, just to name two of them, and yet the market goes very smartly in the face of it. Now people aren't so worried, and historically the market does not do as well when there's the kind of optimism that we're seeing right now.
But shouldn't we still be worried about what's going to happen on Capitol Hill? They may be talking nice now, and you did have a raising of the debt ceiling recently, but that only lasts a few months, so there could be a lot of consternation, a lot of fighting to come.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, in fact, if you were to look at it in any objective way, it'd be hard to really do this, but let's imagine objectively trying to see, is the world any safer place financially today than 12 months ago, or the set of things that we were worried about then, that's different now. And I would have to say maybe a little bit different, but not overwhelmingly different, that would cause such a shift in the sentiment. So really, the issue isn't so much the objective change in the underlying reality, but rather the mood. And usually when the mood is as optimistic as we're seeing right now, that means most of the sideline cash has already gone in the market to propel it higher, and that leaves relatively little additional cash on the sidelines to fuel it even further.
Mark, CBS quoted an expert in Davos, Switzerland, as saying that the only thing standing in the way of a global economic recovery is the United States Congress. Is that true?
Oh, I think, I would love it if that were the only thing, even though it's an intractable enough problem. No, there are enough people around the world, enough things around the world that are going to stand in the way of it. And it's interesting, it's usually the things that we don't expect that come out of left field that will sabotage something like the market. The market does a pretty good job of discounting all of the known information. It's the unknown information that's going to surprise us. And, yes, the U.S. Congress is a source of a lot of consternation, but to say it's the only one, I think, it's almost laughable.
You know, we need to finish up with the so-called real economy versus Wall Street. Somebody may be driving home after the long work week and saying, well, this is all well and good. They're making money on Wall Street. What does it mean for me?
I think it's a fair enough question. I think I call it the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. And I have never, in the 30-some years I've been doing this, seen as wide of a disconnect. We have most of America who is struggling. Maybe they're a little bit better than they were a couple of years ago, but not anywhere like what Wall Street is saying is the state of the economy.
Mark, thank you very much for being with us on this Friday.
My pleasure.
That's Mark Hulbert. He is the editor of the Hulbert Financial Digest.